Today is Tuesday, October 29th. We're talking about the impeachment inquiry and why Democrats are finally holding a vote. Plus, Brexit is delayed again, an update on the California wildfires, and a new record on Wall Street. And I'm your guest host today, Natalie Brunell, filling in for Erica.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks for being here. And thanks to fellow broadcast journalist Natalie Brunell for stepping in as your guest host for one more day. You ready? Let's do this.
Change of plans. There will now be a formal vote on the impeachment inquiry. The New York Times reports House Democrats say it's going to happen Thursday. This is important. It's the first formal vote on the impeachment investigation, which started more than a month ago. The reason it's happening now? Well, Democrats need to lay out the rules for conducting the inquiry in public. Up until this point, the investigation has happened behind closed doors. The Hill reports Democrats also seem to be trying to shut down the Republican argument that the impeachment inquiry is, quote, illegitimate. Remember, Republicans have argued the investigation can't be taken seriously because a vote never happened. But Democrats have said one wasn't required. And just a few days ago, a federal judge agreed with them, saying the inquiry is legal and legitimate, vote or not. Either way, the White House is standing by its belief that the inquiry is a sham. The Washington Post reports it's still calling the impeachment investigation, quote, unauthorized. And one more thing, a major testimony is supposed to happen today. NBC News reports lawmakers are going to hear from a White House official who was on that call where President Trump asked Ukraine to investigate his political rivals. The New York Times says the aide is a decorated Iraq war veteran and on the National Security Council. The Times got a copy of the opening statement he's supposed to read today, where he says he was concerned about the president's request and reported it to his superior. He also says he was concerned an investigation by Ukraine would, quote, undermine U.S. national security. The aide says he's not the whistleblower who first reported Trump's call with Ukraine, but his account is expected to back up what the whistleblower first reported. To be continued. Another Brexit delay. The deadline for the UK to leave the European Union has been extended yet again. USA Today reports it's now January 31st of next year. It was supposed to be this Thursday, but lawmakers weren't able to reach a Brexit deal. On top of that, Prime Minister Boris Johnson asked for an early election to hopefully break the deadlock over this in Parliament, but lawmakers denied it. Johnson's not happy. He says things are, quote, dysfunctional and says lawmakers are betraying voters. Either way, he says he's going to keep working toward a Brexit deal. NPR reports if lawmakers are able to agree on something ahead of their new deadline, the EU will let them out early. Stay tuned. Wildfires in California are forcing thousands to evacuate, including celebrities like LeBron James and former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. The AP reports a fire near Los Angeles spread more than 600 acres and burned at least five homes yesterday, and that number is expected to climb. The fire even shut down parts of Interstate 405, one of the busiest freeways in the country. In Northern California, the Kincade Fire spread in Sonoma County, where 180,000 people have been asked to leave. And remember, on top of these fires, nearly a million people across California lost power this weekend. PG&E shut off the power because of dangerous fire weather, and the company didn't want power lines to start any fires. The Weather Channel reports another round of shutoffs could be coming today. A new record on the stock market. The S&P 500 hit an all-time high yesterday. CNBC reports there's a couple reasons for this. First, investors are happy about softening trade tensions between the U.S. and China. On top of that, some major companies are doing really well. For example, Microsoft saw its stocks rise yesterday because the company just won a $10 billion contract with the Defense Department. AT&T and Fitbit also saw their stocks climb. CNN reports market analysts say the market might also be reacting to an expected interest rate cut. Market analysts think it's possible the Federal Reserve will cut rates pretty soon, and if that happens, it will be the third rate cut this year. The Federal Reserve is holding meetings this week, so we'll have more to come on this one. Virgin Galactic has landed on Wall Street. CNBC reports the spaceflight company owned by British billionaire Richard Branson went public on the New York Stock Exchange yesterday. The company says it's the first and only publicly traded commercial human spaceflight company and the first time anyone can invest in a company like this. Remember, Virgin Galactic plans to send up to six passengers to space at a time in a spaceship by the end of next year. Reuters reports hundreds of people, including celebrities Leonardo DiCaprio and Justin Bieber, have put down deposits to fly to space. And oh, by the way, the 90-minute flight costs $250,000.
Hey, it's Erica Mandy here, cutting into today's episode for a quick break to tell you about today's sponsor, FabFitFun. FabFitFun is my favorite subscription box. You get a new one with each season, so you have each season's essentials and you're always on trend. And I love that each box is filled with full-size premium products, including beauty, wellness, fashion, fitness, and tech products. And the fall box available now comes with some great stuff. For example, I've started using the Aveda Damage Remedy Daily Hair Repair every single day, and that's just one of many great items. And you can even customize many of the products to fit your personal style. For the women listening, this is a great gift to yourself, making it feel like your birthday four times a year. And for any guys listening, I highly recommend signing up the women in your life. They will thank you. And here's the thing. FabFitFun is also a great deal. It normally retails for $49.99, but with every box, you get a value of more than $200. So sign up at FabFitFun.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for $10 off your first box. Again, get $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com when you use the coupon code NEWSWORTHY. Now, let's get back to guest host Natalie with more of today's news.
Some Uber updates to tell you about. First is Uber Money. It's a new company that will handle all of Uber's finances. So it'll take care of things like the company's credit and debit cards, digital wallets for riders, and make sure drivers are paid on time. The Verge says drivers will also get paid differently. Usually, drivers wait for weekly payments, but now drivers will have real-time access to their money after every trip with a debit card. Next is the new Uber Eats experiment we talked about called Uber Moments. Forbes says users can use it to book cooking classes and dining experiences. It'll only be available in San Francisco for the next month. No word on if or when this will roll out for everyone. Google is apparently interested in buying Fitbit. You know, the fitness watch? Business Insider says Google reportedly made Fitbit an offer, but that's all we know. If the deal actually happens, it could help Google make a splash in the smartwatch world. Google has made its own fitness watch, but it fell through. Still no word from Fitbit or Google if this is really a thing. We'll have to wait and see. Facebook will now give you health information. It's part of a new tool called Preventative Health. The Verge says the tool looks at users' age and sex and sends them personalized reminders about cancer screenings, heart checkups, and flu vaccines. Users will be able to set reminders to schedule exams and search for places to go get them. And they can also mark when tests are complete. The goal? To make sure people have this kind of information at their fingertips to hopefully encourage them to get testing they need. The tool is available now in the U.S. Tiger Woods making history. He won his 82nd PGA Tour title, matching the 54-year record held by Sam Snead in the final round of the Zozo Championship in Japan yesterday. CBS Sports says no other golfer has won more PGA Tour events than Tiger. And also in sports news, we could have a World Series winner today. The Houston Astros have won three games against the Washington Nationals, and if they win tonight, they will be the champs. The game starts at 8 Eastern on Fox. Apple just came out with a new software update, and it comes with nearly 400 new emoji. The Verge says there are new emoji that represent people with disabilities and others that are gender neutral. Plus, there's a new way to select the skin color of each individual. Some other new emoji include a seeing eye dog, a sloth, and a yawning smiley face. Besides the emoji, CNN says the new software update also has a deep fusion camera, which uses artificial intelligence to improve image quality. iOS 13.2 is available now. And that's it for today. Again, I'm TV journalist Natalie Brunel, filling in for Erica. It was great to be here, but Erica will be back in time for tomorrow's episode. I just want to quickly share that I have my own podcast I hope you check out. It's called Career Stories, where I talk with familiar names in media about their career paths, roadblocks, and the advice they have to help you find success. I hope it inspires and motivates you to pursue your dreams. As always, the Newsworthy is ready for you each weekday by 4 in the morning. Erica will be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.